and in Baxter in the Morning.
It is Wednesday morning. We bring in officers from Jonesboro Animal Control to talk about what's going on in Animal Control. Officer Matt Gregg, who is known as the snake officer, basically. He's the guy we all heard about who got bit by the snake.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I was checking on his finger.
Yeah.
Your finger looks pretty normal.
It looks good. It works. I can still point.
Yeah.
That's good.
A little bit of movement. What kind of snake was it again?
Copperhead.
Instant pain.
Instant.
Poison goes right through your body.
I just didn't know what to do. It was that bad.
Wow, that's wild.
And you spent how many days in the hospital?
Six. 6 days.
From a snake bite?
From one snake bite.
So that's what you do every day when you go out trying to get these animals?
Every day. We deal with everything. I mean, some people say, well, you know, how do you like your job? Well, I love my job. Just depends on what I'm going after. What do you mean? Well, we go after everything. I mean, it could be a chicken. It could be a duck, a goose. I mean, anything. A snake.
Have you tried to catch a chicken lately? Why do I think that visual would be hilarious?
Because the animal control officer. Because you've seen Rocky do it.
Oh. Yeah, Rocky.
But think about them.
Here's your chicken. In a uniform, yeah.
Well, what we have is a big throw net. So if we can get them cornered just a little bit, I could throw it over them and then get my hands on them.
Gotcha.
And once I got my hands on them, I got them.
I'm just thinking of Sergeant Larry Rogers running around trying to catch a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a scene.
Him running, period.
I'm just thinking of Sergeant Rogers outside.
Actually working.
I mean, here you are. Your life was on the line, and you came back to work. Larry had a little pulled muscle or something.
He come visit.
A little pulled muscle.
He come visit me.
So any crazy things you've had to go and chase over the last couple of days or weeks?
Yeah. The other day, we had a lady call and said she had something in her trap. And once I got there and I saw it was Pepe Le Pew, I kind of backed out. And
oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Got my tarp, and we went to wrapping him up and got him loaded up.
What did you get a tarp for?
How does that work?
Well, what it does is a skunk, they have no depth perception. So you can walk up on them with something big or like a tarp, and they don't know what to do. They don't spray. Sometimes they don't even lift their tail. You know,
really?
They don't even know what's going on. So it gives me time to lay that tarp over them, and I can slowly wrap them up, and I can put them in the back of my truck.
So what if you mess up? Like, what if you miss aim?
Well, you know what it smells.
Has that ever happened?
Yeah. Inside
the
tarp? Yes. Inside the tarp, I've had them where I shook them a little bit too much, trying to get them in the back of my truck, and then he ruined that tarp. I get rid of that tarp.
Can you hear it?
No.
Is it like if I peed in a tarp, how you hear me peeing?
No, it's more of that.
It was like passing wind.
Yeah, but it's not much of a sound, but you can see it. I mean, it is like a strong yellow. I mean, just...
Like a mist?
Like a cloud.
It's very pungent.
Oh. Very.
That's gross.
Yeah. I had one, matter of fact, at Post. It was in the back of a gentleman's 18-wheeler trailer. Trailer was empty.
Oh, God.
He was all the way in the front.
Oh, my goodness.
And I walked up. I had my catch ball. I was just going to swoop him out, you know, try to get him out the back.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, so I chased him all the way then. Well, once he got to then, he was like, well, I ain't jumping. He turned back and looked at me. I said, no, we got to go. Keep going. So he sprays and he puts it, and it looks like it kind of drizzles out onto the trailer. Well, I'm still working to get him out, and I step in it, and I had court that day.
Oh, Matt.
I went home, took a shower, new clothes, everything. Only thing I didn't have was a pair of new boots.
Yeah.
So I show up to court and judge says, what's that smell?
Oh, man. I said,
sorry, Your Honor, that's mine. That's me. he's like, who are you here to see? And I gave him both my names. He said, well, you two come up now.
Was it that bad? Yeah. Like, how do you get, if it got on your skin, what do you do to get it off your skin?
They have so many tricks. Was it tomato juice?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of tricks. Oof. But me, I don't know. I just kind of let the air take it away. Because usually I don't get directly sprayed. It's more of a, it's hit the tarp and I touched it or, you know, it's just the smell. But in our freezers, you know, we have to put animals we pick up off the roads, we put them in our freezers. Well, if there's ever a skunk in there, you just open it up for a second, and it's like cologne.
Even frozen?
Even frozen. Wow. You wear it.
So the next time you go on a skunk call, if you could, come pick up David.
No.
I'd like for David to try
just
to be able
experience.
To capture it.
It'd be a good experience.
You're supposed to do all these things to learn more about, you know, the area in which we live.
Right, the community.
I've dealt with skunks and possums. I mean, I grew up
can
on
you
a
catch
farm.
One? If I said go with Matt and catch a skunk, could you go catch one?
I have never thought about
all
it
right,
in my
so
life.
So you're going to go with Matt the next time he goes to catch
you're
a skunk?
You're signed up.
Oh my God.
As far as dogs and animal control, what's it looking like out there?
It looks great. Right now, our adoption numbers are really good, but our pickup is really bad. We're picking up 9-10 dogs a day,
right?
And it is, and we have to hold them for 7 days, so we're not being able to move them over as fast. But our adoption numbers are great. We had a really good turnout for Easter, the Easter egg hunt Saturday. And matter of fact, we've got a shot clinic coming up in April, the first Saturday of April. So we're busy over there.
Cool.
Come visit.
Check him out, Jonesboro Animal Control on Facebook as well. Officer Matt Gregg. He is the snake charmer and the skunk catcher.
I don't know if I'm the charmer. He charmed me. Charmed me into the hospital.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care joins us on National Respect Your Cat Day.
Perfect day.
Yeah. You were supposed to show respect to your cat today.
That's awesome.
Did you bow to
it should
to
be
your
every
cat?
Day, but it's great that they honor a day for that.
Today's all about that. What will you do to honor your cat today?
I think I'll go home and... crumple him up, pick some fresh catnip and crumple that up for him and let him roll around and get high.
Is that what happens with the catnip? Is they like freak out over it?
Well, it definitely affects probably a pleasure center in their brain. And,
really?
It's like stimulant, yeah.
Cats
so what is
minds.
It? Is it's it like, a, do they eat it?
Well, they start out just smelling it, but mine usually will end up chewing it up. Most cats will eat it, you know, either fresh or dry. You can buy the dried catnip, you know, at the store and... Yeah, but it's and not all cats will respond, but the majority will.
Have you ever tried it yourself?
No, but I've read about people that have tried to, you know, made catnip tea and tried to smoke it and
oh
you know,
my
I don't
gosh.
Know.
Would you bring some next time so David can try to smoke it?
That's what I want to do.
We're smoking catnip this morning.
I'll bring some and put it by Kelly and see if she'll start
rolling
around and rubbing
sure.
up against the
of
desk.
You should try that.
I do that anyway, so.
I mean, it just depends. Wednesday is typically a good day when you come in here for that.
Yeah.
So what else is happening at VetCare?
We just got over spring break, had an awesome week. You know, a lot of boarders, people enjoyed their vacations that couldn't take their pets with them. So we, you know, we're back kind of to normal now, but that's always a busy week. And had a lot of neat animals there.
So we start getting into the flea and tick season. Are you seeing that already?
Ticks are already out, and fleas, I don't think they ever go away, but it's going to, you know, peak during this early summer, late summer.
Because I noticed that our dog, our big dog, was already starting to kind of itch around. I'm like, golly, is it already starting to get worse again?
Yeah, well, the itching too, you know, everything's blooming, pollen's out now, so if they have allergies, but yeah, we've seen several ticks on dogs and the fleas are, you know, just always with us. So,
what can we learn this morning from you?
I thought we'd talk about therapy lasers that are used in veterinary practice. Yeah, and it's, you know, when you think of laser, I always think of the one on Austin Powers. You know, where the destructive laser and Dr. Evil says, mini me, stop humping the laser. Well, it's not that kind of laser. It's not that
what
kind of
laser. What does that laser sound like?
Actually, there's no sound to
it. Oh, man. What would you think it would sound like if you could put a sound to it?
Probably like a low hum.
How would that go? Thank you, Doc.
Actually, the machine that it's attached to does have a little, it's like a fan sound, you know. But... this is it's called different things. It's called a therapy laser, photo biomodulation, which is probably a more accurate name, which just means that light, the photo, means light is stimulating or modulating the bio cells, tissues. So
what does that even mean?
I was looking at David and he just went blank.
Oh, he remembers
he's
that.
He's thinking about smoking catnip.
But this
what
is
this for though?
Well, it's used for a lot of things, but basically it reduces inflammation and the exact mechanism is not known, but it probably at some way this red light penetrates, you know, a fairly good distance under the skin, in the skin and under the skin to the muscles and tendons, ligaments. And it probably at the cellular level stimulates the mitochondria. And if Kelly remembers from, did you go to college?
I did.
What's the mitochondria?
That is something in the chondria.
Right. It's the mitochondria.
It's actually the consider it the power plant of an individual cell.
That's basically what I was going to say.
It produces ATP, which runs the cells. So it probably, stimulates the cell to increase healing, decrease inflammation, and it can be used for a lot of different clinical conditions, arthritis, acute wounds, acute inflammation like trauma to the muscle. And you know, it's very effective. And I'll tell you my first experience with it. I went to a veterinary meeting in Denver, and the week before I stepped off a curb at the mall, and I mean I wrenched my ankle. It was swollen, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to go that next week. But I had a brace on it and everything, and I went there, and the booth that was demonstrating one of these laser products. She said, "What are you limping for?" And I told her I sprained my ankle. And she said, "Well, here, step up in this chair." And I took my brace off, and she started rubbing this. It was like a little spherical thing. And you, excuse me, it generated some heat, but that's not what causes the therapeutic effect. It's that light is penetrating the tissue. And so she did this put it on a program, did it at a certain power for 3 or 4 minutes. And literally, by the time I got back to when the break was over and the seminar started again, it didn't hurt. It wasn't throbbing. And so she told me, said, "Well, come back at the next break this afternoon," or not that afternoon, but the next day, you know, "we'll do it again." And, you know, as the day went on, it kind of came back. But the next day, it was even better. And that sold me on it. So we got one at the office at the clinic. And you know, we use it for different things. Probably the most common is some kind of orthopedic conditions or even post-surgery. You know, after an orthopedic surgery is done, you can, you know, apply that to the area and reduce the inflammation. It can be used for infections in the ears, lick granulomas, which are chronic lesions where a dog licks at an area and gets real thickened. So a lot of good applications for it.
I didn't even realize that existed.
Yeah, it's available.
Therapy lasers available at Vet Care with Dr. Kevin Reed on Parker Road in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Well, the wait is over. Yesterday, we told you about the unnamed actress who bit Beyonce, and now it's been confirmed to us on who that is. Sanaa Lathan.
And this morning I was like, wait a minute, I have no idea who that is because you guys acted like, oh yeah, her. And I'm like, what?
She was in a lot of movies in the early, mid-2000s like Love and Basketball, Alien vs. Predator, Something New. So a lot of those movies like that.
Sure.
But she was one of the top suspects from the beginning on who this was. And she even sent out kind of a vague denial on Twitter that said, "Y'all are funny. Under no circumstances did I bite Beyonce. And if I did, it would have been a love bite." And to clarify on the bite, the sources have also told us that it was a playful face bite that caught Beyonce off guard. So maybe she did, and it wasn't exactly a denial that she was, you know, biting Beyonce.
So the vision I get when I hear Beyonce was bit in the face was Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield. That's what I get.
Like a pit bull jumps out of nowhere and...
Yeah, that's the way they positioned the story. It wasn't like it was a love bite or something like that.
Exactly.
Hey, there's a wild story on Chrissy Teigen. She's in her third trimester. She's very pregnant, right? And she's saying that she is already starting to plan for baby number 3.
Woo.
And the vision is that she thinks she wants to have the baby, have 3 children, be done with that, and then get back to being hot, as she says, when she's in her 30s. Wow. Because, you know, she was a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. And she feels that, you know, boom, another baby, boom, lose the baby weight, get back to that look, and celebrate that throughout her 30s. So
Kelly Ripa, super famous, and she's used to people on Instagram being mean. You know, she'll get a lot of good comments, but she also gets a lot of negativity about how thin she is and about how she wears her makeup, that kind of stuff. So unfortunately, she's being body shamed again. Her husband, Mark, posted a picture on Instagram of her, and she's in a bikini, and she looks like a fitness model. Yeah. She's amazing. Well, of course, there's people that comment, and there's people that say, "You're 47. There should be a cutoff when you don't, not to dress up inappropriate like that." Yeah. Which, if you look at the picture, it's not inappropriate at all. But anyway, so there's all kinds of people going after her over her age and wearing a bikini.
I think that might be a little bit too much.
It is, yeah. Like,
is there an age? Because some people were saying she's 47, she has children, she should stop wearing a bikini.
But what about her husband, who's the same age, that also posts pictures of himself that is shirtless?
Right, he's in great shape too.
Right.
But it's different, like girls see that different.
I don't know why, yeah.
Is that a, should I just say it?
It's a girl thing.
Is it a jealousy thing because she has like an 8-pack?
I guess, but as women, we need to get over it and, you know, support each other. She looks great. She's healthy. She's a good parent, you know.
Well, and ultimately, most people have the opportunity to choose what they want their body to look like.
Right.
That's true.
You either choose to diet and work out or you choose not to, and it's your choice. You can make that decision. And people like the look of the muscular look on a female, and some people like the other look.
Yeah.
Or you're not muscular. Some people like the thin look. It doesn't matter what you like. Everybody likes different stuff.
There you go.
Would you be intimidated to approach Kelly Ripa if she had an 8-pack?
Yes. Both of you would be intimidated. Maybe.
I would be. Because I would feel I would have to be in at least as good a shape as her.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Because it looks like I've downed a couple of 8-packs.
It does.
Well, you don't have to confirm it.
Wasn't going
to
say anything about that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right. Take out your wallet right now. Okay. I want to see what's in it.
All right.
Is there anything hidden in there that I can't see? No, hand it over.
Oh,
just
really?
Hand it. Yeah, okay. Just hand it. There's nothing in there, right?
I don't think so.
It's a thin wallet.
Because there's nothing in there.
Oh, you carry balloons.
I don't care.
Oh, that's not a balloon?
Those aren't balloons.
That's awesome, David.
It's been in there for a while.
Mm-hmm. It has. Uh-huh. Okay, so I look in here. Look what I see.
Empty.
Dust flying out.
Broke. No, that doesn't mean you're broke because you carry no money in your wallet. Do you have your wallet?
I do, but what are you looking for?
Is there something in there I can't see?
No. But
I just want to see it. Let me see it.
It's all the way back here.
It's okay. Roll back. It's one of my favorite songs.
No, it's Lean but, Back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lean Back.
Yeah.
Roll back.
Okay.
All right. So David has $0. Let me see how many dollars you have.
Zero cash on me.
Oh.
Oh, what do you have?
I have a 20.
Shut up.
That never happens.
Give it here.
Normally I have no cash.
Let me see.
You didn't know
I'll
it was
to,
in there?
I have to make sure it's real.
Yeah.
There's a counterfeiting a thing counterfeit. Going on. Here. Let
Take
me have it.
And then rip it.
Yeah. Oh,
exactly.
So there was a deal I was reading that was talking about how most people don't carry cash anymore. And I was thinking about how this relates to my life, right? Like, I never carry cash. Mm-hmm. So the other night, we're standing up at, we paid at CeCe's Pizza, where they listen to K-Fine, by the way. So shout out to CeCe's.
Boom.
I was on loud in there. So I'm standing there, and somebody comes up. They're doing a fundraiser in there. And they're like, hey, would you like to make a donation in the bucket over here? And I said, well, I normally don't carry cash. But I played the game, right? I'm like, oh, let me look in my wallet. I had cash. And I was shocked. Because I never carry it.
Yeah.
Did you so give him able, the cash right there?
I feel like I had to at that point because I thought there was no money in there.
Normally, I just always have my debit card and that's it.
And it's a good excuse if you don't want to donate. Ah, just have a debit card. But now they're getting smart. And they're like, well, we take debit. Son of a. But like legit, most people don't carry cash anymore. They say that there's only about 25% of people that are carrying cash at all times.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So like you don't have cash right now. You don't have cash right now. Yeah, you have 20.
My 20, yeah.
I don't have any cash.
I'll say the only reason I don't have cash is because I haven't put my cash back in for my Nashville trip. I just didn't want to carry any cash with me. I had like maybe $200 in cash before then.
Why don't you carry cash?
Well, typically I do. I just like to have the cash on hand. I just like to have that just in case there's that situation you never know where a debit card isn't valid. You know?
Yeah, my wife had that the other day and she had the mortified look of where her debit card was declined.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, we have money. But everybody says we have money.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, there's money in there. Run it again.
No.
Embarrass me for the second time.
Right.
Tell everybody.
So that's why you want cash on hand. At least, you know, having like $40 or something.
Never.
You know?
Yeah.
No, you have
never carry cash. I'm afraid if I lose my wallet, it's gone.
Do you even have your wallet on you right now?
I don't even know where my wallet is.
That's not good. That's probably really bad.
I don't know where. I'll find it when I need it.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, I don't
it's
have
in
a
your
clue.
Car.
It's probably somewhere in my car. It's never in my pocket.
Probably somewhere in your car.
Yeah.
When did you get pulled over?
Well, then I'll have to look for it.
Well, hang on. Let me see if I can find my driver's license.
What I typically do is I drive them over to our billboard on Red Wolf. That's
and
me.
And then you just point at her.
That's where I stop.
Oh, gosh.
It's just wild that people don't really carry it and that often anymore because it was such a staple. I remember my grandfather. He carried a wad of cash.
Mm-hmm.
And like we thought he was loaded. He probably had no money in the bank because it was all in his pocket.
Yeah.
And I was always afraid that somebody was going to come up and like, you know, club him and take his cash.
Remember everybody had the checkbook back in the day?
Oh, yeah. And I had to buy the bigger wallet to hold my checkbook.
Mm-hmm. Your checkbook.
So then my checkbook was hanging up like over my belt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's funny.
And somebody could just walk by and take it.
Yeah.
Pickpocket.
When's the last time we had to write a check? Think about that.
Oh, I never write them.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Pay online or with a card.
I think Leslie did for Girl Scout cookies. But like I haven't ordered checks in years.
Yeah.
Remember how you used to have to order them all the time?
All the time. Yeah.
So anyway, it's wild to think about. I put it up on social media a few minutes ago. If you carry cash, we want to know if you carry it. And if you do, how much is in your wallet right now? Like, are you carrying large amounts, small amounts? Is it a dollar or two like I do by accident?
Or can I borrow some?
I have $0 right now.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.